I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick, and we want to round out this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday with a look at some of the excitement building around the world of black comics. The 6th annual Black Comic Book Festival drew thousands of people over the weekend in New York City.
I really, really love comics, and I want to also see what was the inspirations of the people. Why did they draw their comic books?
I was intrigued to learn more about black comic heroes, basically.
I'm here to look at books and learn new superheroes.
So we're a big fan of comic books, and I wanted to see it after I saw the Black Panthers coming out in the movie theaters.
I go all the way back to the Superman, Batman, Archie, Richie Rich type thing.
And I'm here like to learn about the culture.
Just a few of the people there who came out over the weekend to the two-day festival. It's filled with panels, illustrators, there was cosplay everywhere. There were longtime fans and newcomers, and a lot of people excited by the upcoming Black Panther movie, others looking for deeper stories in the exploding comics medium. Sheena Howard is Associate Professor of Communication at Rider University and author of the Encyclopedia of Black Comics.
One of the things that black comics in general are doing really well, they're bringing in new consumers and they're tying comics really well to like politics and real life social issues instead of just, you know, the kind of fictional fantasy world of superheroes. They're actually tying in real world issues. So when you take someone like Ta-Nehisi Coates to write Black Panther, he already has his own fan base that's following him because of the political issues in his journalism. And now you match that up with comics and you got a whole world of new consumers and new people interested in comics, which I think is great and which I think we need to see a lot more. And that's really my focus, kind of the political content in comics. That's how I got interested in comics, not necessarily like the superhero kind of fictional stories, but really adding those elements of politics in the comics.
You know, these young movements, Black Lives Matter, protests around Ferguson and Charlottesville in South Carolina, people in the streets, young people in the streets. And I do have a strong sense that also comics are extremely popular among young black kids mm-hmm. right now. I say young black kids, mm-hmm. early 20s, some of the same kids who might be right. out in the streets with protests. How are those two worlds interacting right now?
I think those two worlds honestly have been interacting. When you think about science fiction and people like Octavia Butler who were able to take, you know, science fiction and add that political content. So I think it's been there. I think it's getting a lot more recognition now and a lot more people are getting a chance and a voice through a lot of the online platforms. And a lot of the agency now that we have to publish our own content, you know, there are graphic novels out now that do deal with police brutality, that do deal with the militarization of the police department, that do deal with these very social issues that we care about. And I like that direction. You know, I got into comics thinking about how the voice that comics had during the civil rights movement and what comics were saying during the civil rights movement. And so I like that direction. I think it's an important direction because I think you can help to change some of the representation or the associations that people make about black people through a medium like comics, the same way you can do with film and television.
Talk about that time a little bit more, because in the 60s there were black comics.
Right.
They were mostly kept out of mainstream media. They were mostly kept out of syndication.
Right.
They were published in black publications, I
right.
suppose, black right. newspapers, but not to a wider audience. But they were still
right.
around.
Right. And I think that history is really important when we talk about, you know, the history of segregation and cultural gatekeeping. During that time, black people were absolutely creating comics, mostly comic strips during that time in the black newspapers like the Chicago Defender, the Pittsburgh Courier. Brumsick Brandon is one person that was doing really political content during that time and really challenging the status quo in the same way that black preachers were challenging the status quo and the same way that people were boycotting and protesting. Black comics were also doing their work, too, to protest the things that were happening in the 50s and 60s.
Civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis yeah. has taken to the comic, or I call it the graphic novel
right.
genre, or
mm-hmm.
the graphic genre. I don't want to call it a comic
right.
if that's not what it is.
Right.
But he's a civil rights icon, and the people around him have decided that a great way to tell his story
Yes.
Is through this art form.
Yes, and the graphic novel March is what you're referring to, and it's amazing because those sorts of graphic novels you can bring into the classroom and introduce high school students to those sorts of stories without having them read a history book. They can read this fun and interesting graphic novel and learn about an important person in history and an important person's life in history that they may not have been that interested in just reading it on a black and white page in a classroom as a high school student.
Talk about that a little bit more and the access it provides for young people to get close to an issue they might not pick up themselves. You and I were talking about a minute ago that something as dusty as the 9/11 Commission Report was right. published in graphic form, and right. a lot of people probably read it because of that.
Right.
The story of John Lewis is not dusty, but then again, a lot of young people might not pick it up unless they have a reason to do so.
Right, and I think that's a great point to make because now we can think about the possibilities of the numerous stories that we can tell through comics that can suck people in to really learn more about history, but to really engage more with current political issues.
There's been a lot of development and a lot of struggle, a lot of controversy over the last 10 years, I'd say, about the portrayal of women in comics. How does that discussion apply to the portrayal of black women in comics, mainstream?
So I think when you're talking about, you know, the layers of identity, of course, you have to talk about intersectionality. And, you know, if we talk about the representation of women, to talk about the representation of black women adds an additional layer of, you know, well, there are certain stereotypes that black women have to combat. You know, the superwoman sort of stereotype. Black women are independent and these superwomen. Stereotype of the angry black female, the stereotype of what our hair should look like. And so those sorts of things, me as a black female writer, I try to push back on the aesthetics of how black women are being drawn and portrayed, but also try to push back on those stubborn stereotypes that we have of black women and creating characters that kind of buck the trends of those stereotypes. Because from my perspective, it's important as well to use comics and media to challenge the old stereotypes of people of color and women.
Are we getting to the point now, do you think, where young African-American kids can read comics and see themselves or their fantasies, their superhero fantasies, reflected back at them in a meaningful way and not just, you know, an occasional volume or a one-off, but in a consistent way?
Honestly, we've been at the point for at least 10 years where people of color, particularly black people, can see themselves represented. If you're just consuming Marvel and DC, no, we're not being reflected in all of our diversity and glory. But if you're going into a comic book store or you're going to comic book festivals and you're seeing the diversity of people creating comics and all of the different content that's out there, you can probably find a story that closely aligns with your personal experience at this point. I think with the exception of some of the more layered identities like black lesbian female character, you know, there's limited representation of those. Even a black gay male character or an Asian female lesbian character, you know, when we're starting to talk about those complexities, I think it becomes a little bit more difficult. But since there are so many independent artists and writers doing comics, you can find your story out there. And if you're me, somebody like me, you can create your own and write your own story.
Sheena Howard is Associate Professor of Communications at Rider University, attended the Black Comics Festival in New York over the weekend, and most importantly, author of the Encyclopedia of Black Comics. Sheena, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. It was great.